Hello.
I tried to prepare a little bit, and it seemed kind of like a game show, and I didn't have time to get a buzzer, so I brought a pumpernickel bagel and a chocolate candy, which I invite the rest of the people to also use when they're finished with their 20 seconds. I'm broke down my slides into two sections. One is a long-going series of drawings called Eraser Heads. I started them by just erasing people's faces. When I got out of college, I wanted to have a regular job with people and kind of feel like I was still part of the real world, so I took a waiting job. And so while I was waiting for people to come into the restaurant, I just started to erase people's faces. And like you can see an eyeball here. The first one I did was of O.J. Simpson because it was during the whole O.J. trial. And I think I just got sick of, and originally I just got sick of seeing the same picture over and over and over again. And then I started to notice that they would put dark, rather than, you know, the newspaper can only say so much because they're owned by people who don't want them to say certain things. So what they will do then is they'll kind of like skew their imagery in order to say more than they can say in writing. And so you'll get a photograph of, say, someone who's allegedly guilty, and they'll put a black background behind them, and it kind of helps project that. Anyways, so my first marks were always erasers. I never knew how to draw. I was always uncomfortable with drawing. And I learned that by kind of drawing in reverse, by taking away imagery, that you start to understand what shadow does, like how marks actually work. And I kind of learned how to draw reverse in that way. I've been doing these, I think, since 2002, or maybe even, no, I got earlier than that, maybe like 2000. Bush. I think a lot of my work comes from having a sense of humor, one. Also, a lot of anger. I heard something recently. The person said that they were talking about the magic bullet and how you solve problems or how things actually will change. And they said that the only magic bullet is outrage, which I think is really true. Like, it's kind of our only hope. Anyways, nonetheless, this kind of made me... You know, when you have to read the newspaper when you read the newspaper every day, it becomes really unempowering. You know, you just feel like you can't. So for me, even though it was just something tiny, it started out something very tiny. I'm really doing bad. Okay, on to the next. These are collages. I had never made collages before this body of work here, which was my first show at the Daniel Wright Gallery. And I didn't have any idea of what I was doing. I just started cutting things out. And my idea at the beginning, I think, had to do with, just cutting up what was in front of me. I had started to buy 70s pornography, gay pornography, because it was just really beautiful. And then kind of through that, I started to learn there used to be a place that had a really amazing Xerox machine, and you could really manipulate it. It was a really old one. Like, for example, on this one, this is the White House again, and I just was redecorating. And this was actually at the beginning of the war, and I felt like it was watching a lot of, like, the excitement about the fervor about the war was so crazy. I was just like, wow. So I started to think about cheerleaders and Olympics and how people cheer for things that they really don't have any connection to, or really, it's just like you feed into some kind of craziness. There's little moons. These are always smiley faces. People don't usually know that. Sorry. This one is called Learning to Think Kindly. It's baby's breath. So I made Xeroxes of baby's breath and then cut it and bent it into the shape of a brain. I like the word baby's breath. I also like it as an object. This is one of the presidential dishes, and every item on the plate is poisonous. And I think it was called single serving dish. So sometimes I go directly looking for an image, and sometimes it's just kind of train of thought. This is a series called Take Stands. And in the Midwest, sometimes you'll set a table out in front of your house and invite people to take things that you don't want anymore, like free kind of whatever. Here they just put them on like the stoop or something. So I'm going to ignore the slides now. So I would start putting different objects on the tables, and some of which were all different forms of terrorism, starting with like paper, toilet paper and shaving cream and eggs, and then moving into like bombs and whatnot. Oh, I'm really in trouble. This is my last slide. It's all marbled papers, and I thought it was funny in the end. I mean, there's more to it, but in the end, I thought it was funny that I could take the marble from the fireplace and turn it into cold cuts. All right, you're up.